Page Kufnun Tes. In this part, the Rebbe's talking about dishonesty that is the result of Rifyan Ruach, of a person's weakness of character and confidence in his Avodas Hashem. So in the middle of page Kufnun Tes, We already learned in Chavis HaTalmidim that there's a shiflus maruma. There's a person that gives the impression, and he sees himself as being somebody that's very humble. He's very good-natured, and he's humble because he doesn't want to stand out, and he doesn't want to rock the boat when it comes to his Avodas Hashem. In other words, there's a shiflus, which the Rebbe was explaining there, and Chavis HaTalmidim, we spoke about a lot. Shiflus merumlus baishman amaligim alav. He's embarrassed because people make fun of him in his Avodas Hashem. So he gives the impression that he's very humble, that he doesn't want to stare people with his way of looking, that he should look more like a Yid, and he should act more like a Yid. And the explanation is always he doesn't want people. He doesn't want to stand out. He doesn't want to show off. The truth is that it's not a matter of standing out or showing off. That he's embarrassed because he wants people to approve of him, and he doesn't like when people make fun of him. Like what Simon was saying the other day, frumi, you know, they call him a frumi and this, frum that, and the different titles and names that a person that is labeled with. So while he claims that the reason that he shies away from certain religious practices and a certain type of religious behavior is because he doesn't want to make a spectacle of himself. In other words, that there's a certain anivus, a humility, and so on. It's not really that. It's just that he doesn't have the strength of character to stand up for what he believes in. And therefore, he's always worried about what people think of him, and he's embarrassed that people, and he's afraid that people should make fun of him if he goes like a Yid. The yisoid kol eila chayser etza nefesh amitza, and the yisoid of all of this is that he lacks this strong, confident, and courageous soul. He's lacking that way, a nefesh amitza. Again, his nefesh has not been brought out to the point that he feels the strength and the confidence to be able to live according to his convictions. And this is what we were talking about last week. So every single breeze that comes along, any little thing that comes along, throws him off. He's afraid of what they're going to say, of what people are going to think, and so on. Re'eina b'rav flukin rav bar tanura. There's a person who seems to be very, very patient, but the patience is not the result of a person's kibush hayetzer, but rather, no, it's not because he's a person that overcomes his yetzer, that overcomes his anger, but rather, he has a rakus hateva. He's somebody that's very, very, by nature, he's very soft nature, which is a nice thing. A person is by nature a soft guy. But Lamaisa, the madrega of Kairish is Yitzhak, is a person who has a temper. A person who feels the temper rising within himself, and he's Kairish. And he's able to hold that back. Kairish means to hold something back, and he's able to hold it back. Whereas you have a certain person, then his teva is that he's, for whatever reason, he has rakus hateva, he's gentle-natured. There's a rakus hateva. So the Rav says that the Indian of Koivesh Es Yitzray is a person who, for whom it doesn't come easy. And the Madreg of Koivesh Es Yitzray is a person for whom things are a great struggle. And that's the Madreg of a person who's Koivesh Es Yitzray. Which is for the person who has, who's very, by nature, who has, gentle natured, it's not that milchama. I can't listen to Kaddish. Gam la toiva, the gam kshemarach apai, toiva hi migvura bov, loimitsad rakus hateva. With all the midas, a person has to draw from within himself a gvura, because even that person who is gentle natured, he has other inyanim in his life that are a struggle. And the ikur is that a person's avodah should be with a nefesh amitza, with strength and with conviction and with gvura, not just because of irakus hatava. Al tita leima shegeyus or kashis ayref anudarshin. Rabbi says, don't make a mistake to think that I'm suggesting that you should be a person that is a balgaiva, a person is a balgaiva, a kashis ayref, somebody that's arrogant. I'm not suggesting any arrogance, kashis ayref, or stubbornness, that you should become such a person. Has mila hasker, means chas hasholim. For amra gemara, similar gazas ruach, hanias b'tayra. The gemara says a simon of a person who's a gas ruach, who's too impressed with himself, a simon of a person who's a show-off, a gas ruach, is anias b'tayra, is that he's impoverished in the study of Torah. Zumida cheres la'atzma. That's a different midah. Yesh ish reik mikol midah taiva. You have a person who has no midah taiva at all. He's empty from all midah taivas. Ish b'lay nefesh amitza. He doesn't have a nefesh amitza that we're talking about. A strong and courageous and great, expansive nefesh soul. U'mikol makom ruach gasalav. And yet, he's a gasruach, and yet when you meet him, he's a show-off, he's boastful, he's got a big ego. Even though there's really nothing to be so proud about, and there's nothing really so terrific, he's empty of all good midas. But he's still, mikomakom ruach gasa, I love. V'ish b'nefesh amitza v'hu onav, av shofol v'rach kekona hu b'fnei kol. The person that I'm talking about, who has this nefesh amitza, who has a strong and confident nefesh, this person is at the same time is humble and of low spirit, rach kekone, and he's also flexible and gentle natured. B'fnei kol avololias nischav achamidas semidaseyam. These are very, the Rebbe is saying, we're talking about wonderful people, kind and good-natured people, but it doesn't mean that they get schlucked by all the other people's opinions and midas. They don't imitate people. They're nice to people. They're gentle with other people. They're soft-spoken with the Brias, with everybody else. But to have a nefesh amitza means to know who you are, and to be a person of great convictions, not to talk with chutzpah, to talk with gassus and gaiva to other people. Other Abba, the person the Rebbe says that has a nefesh amitza, he's nice and he's gentle natured. He speaks softly and he's good with the Brias. But being good with people and being understanding of people and kind to people doesn't mean that you impersonate them. It doesn't mean that you become them when you're amongst them. That you become that way. Which is the most natural thing for a person who has a weak nefesh, is that the second he's with other people, he just tries to fit in and to blend in and to be like them and to talk like them and to act like them. And you see this when you watch a chevra, when you watch people together, that everybody acts like the person who's the biggest gasruach over there. Everybody acts that way and becomes that way. So everybody's saying, I'm not telling anybody, that I'm not suggesting that somebody should become a balgaiva, conceited, or to become an action, or to become a person who's a ksheyaref, who's nasty or stubborn and so on. That's not it at all. Rebbe says, Adrabba, to be a shval ruach and to be rach kekona, to be gentle and to be easygoing with people, but the loyli of a loyliest nischav achamidaseh. not to be schlepped along by their midas and by their deis, not to be influenced by other people. As the emes pekidas nafshay, pekuda Hashem b'terosa humazan b'kol. There's only one thing that he listens to, and that's the truth that's deep within him. That's what he listens to, the truth that's within him. Pekuda Hashem b'terosa. He only cares about the mitzvahs Hashem, about the Torah Hashem, not what people think about him. The person who has this shiftless meruma, who goes like he's so humble, and he goes along with everybody, who truly, who Bamis is really just worried about other people's impressions, and he's always waiting for other people to like him and to compliment him and so on. He doesn't live with the truth. He doesn't live with the emes that's inside him. He doesn't live with Teres Hashem. He's ready to give up any halacha just so that people should accept him. He's prepared to give up any halacha in the world. He's not firm in any of the halachas, because if people are going to look at him like it's funny, so that, then he's not going to keep that halacha. He's afraid that people will make fun of him. But the person who lives with a nefesh amitza, there's one thing that he listens to, and that's the emes within his heart. And that's the halacha. And how does he act with people? Of course, he acts with people in a gentle way, in an understanding way, in a good way. He's good with people. And he's humble in his behavior. He's not arrogant in the way that he behaves, but he's strong and firm in all of his beliefs, and he doesn't change because of what people think and to make an impression upon people. He doesn't budge. He doesn't budge, like it says by Mordechai HaYehudi. He doesn't budge. He doesn't change. He doesn't care what people think. Therefore, if you want to truly be a chassid bal nefesh, not just a chassid in dress and in manners, but if you want to be a real chassid bal nefesh, you have to be careful in everything that you do on a regular basis in the course of a day. Not just with your avodah, not just with your davening and your learning and your mitzvahs, but with everything. Don't be a liar. And don't be a person who's a kal, who's a lightweight, who's easily turned around, who's easily blown away by people's thoughts and feelings and opinions. Somebody that's prepared to change his views and opinions and so on to accommodate other people, to give in to other people in such a way, and is easily mishapech, he's twisted and turned in every direction by other people and their thoughts. Rak lahoitzi es nafshech, that's what it means to be a chassid al nefesh. Lahoitzi es nafshech.
What does that mean, to bring out your soul?
To bring out your soul. Haitzis nafshacha means to live, to be a bal nefesh, with what you believe and your convictions. Haitzis nafshacha.
It can be like a lot of people say, I feel this way and I feel that way.
No, everything's 100% according to Torah, and what he hears from the tzaddikim, what he learns from the Svar Makadoshim. Haitzis nafshacha. Be'emes, and truth. Tmimis and Pashtonis, the Yashranis, like we've been talking about, with truth, and Tmimis and pureness, and Pashtonis and Yashranis that we've been talking about. The Gam Kasher Bavadoscha Tischazig, with this Ragel, Legali, Lahitzias Napshacha, Kfisha, Gaban, Bekuntis, and when you work, as we've been learning, when you work very hard to be a person who's Mischazig, to be Megala, to reveal his inner soul, and to draw out the pnimius of who he is, as we've been learning, then you'll see, he says, it'll be much easier for you to drive away all falsehood, all sheka, all chanufa, all desire to flatter people and to impress people, and amumius and crookedness, to be a person who's an emes tamim. And this is the site of the mitzvah of the Torah. Tomim Tiyam Hashem Alakecha. The mitzvah of Tomim Tiyam Hashem Alakecha, that the Baruch Shalom wants a person to be Tomim. It's very hard to translate that whole. Tomim Tiyam Hashem Alakecha, right? Tomim Tiyam Hashem Alakecha, Tmimus. He mitzvahs us say, Hakelelis Kimat Kol Ha'avayd Lamakam. Tomim Tiyam Hashem Alakecha, this mitzvah of Tomim Tiyam, of being Tomim with Hashem, this is a mitzvah that really includes within it kimat all of one's avodat Hashem. Harbe anoshem yeshnam asher hapnius ba'avodah lahem yoisa le'evan negev mi'at l'shar b'nei adam. There are some people who their nature is that in all of their avodas Hashem, they can't remain focused. They have ulterior motives and thoughts, and they're not able to be focused on serving Hashem, l'shem Hashem. And they have such a nature to be drawn away from the focal point of avodas Hashem. They have this more so than other people, l'shar b'nei adam. U'b'chol dvar avoda, in everything that they, in all their avodas Hashem, machshavas pnius l'shem anoshim, reitvais yosim l'zulasam, all different machshavas to impress people and to try to please people and to look a certain way, that these machshavas are right of them, pursue them more so than mizulasam other people. Neish mehem shehasiba hipshuta. Sometimes the cause of this is very obvious. Mibnesha ahavosam v'yirosam l'ashem chusa umi'atihi yoisam asher l'zulasa. This is hard to admit to oneself, and it's often true that the reason that this person is simply not focused in his avodas Hashem and lives a life of constant aliyas and yiridas and changing from and so on, that the most obvious cause of this with many people is that their ahava in the yiras Hashem, the love of God and their fear of God, is really at a very very low level. Therefore, for that person, it's very comfortable. It's very easy for every single machshava to come to the heads when they're davening, for every single machshava to come to the heads when they're doing mitzvahs, because he says that their ahavas Hashem and the yiras Hashem is not strong. You understand that if a person is going out with a girl and he's not particularly interested, so it's very easy for him to not to concentrate and not to be focused on that relationship, and to forget this and to forget that, and not to say, you know, a person sometimes, you know, if the wife says, you know, it was my birthday today. Or it was worse than that, it was my birthday yesterday. And the guy says, oh, I really, I'm sorry, I forgot. So there is such a thing as a person is busy and they forget, but the feeling that the wife has is that if you would be thinking about me, if the ahava would be sincere, then it would be it's very unlikely that there would be such a shikha. It's very unlikely. When a guy is courting a girl, now he's trying to impress the girl. So he remembers like it's the 2-week anniversary that they're going out. You know, they have I'm sure they Hallmark already made cards for 2-week anniversaries. This is the third day that we've been going out and it means so much to me. We know each other for so long. You know, they're celebrating their third day anniversary of dating. So when a person's going out, they don't forget and they remember, because then the person's trying to impress, to make an impression, and he's focused. If a person's feelings of ahava of love are weak, so then you understand that he's not focused. We spoke about this a lot 2 years ago. A lot of shmuzin was talking about the need of panim upon him when you're talking to a person and the person is not really with you. When you talk to somebody and he's just, you know, he's not really with you, it's a very hurtful thing. The Torah says that he doesn't feel that strongly for you. So that's one reason why he's not. You could say that the reason is I'm very preoccupied, I have sorrows. Okay, so sometimes that's true. But then you have a person that the way he is with you is that he's never focused. There's very little, you know, eye contact. So that's a sin, and that the Ahava is not strong. The Ahava is not strong. Well, a person's Yirat Shamayim, a person's Yirat Shamayim is weak. So then, of course, he has all kinds of machshavos and pnimiyos. It's very hard for him to concentrate in his avodas Hashem or during davening. It could explain many things, that many reasons why davening is not going well. But there could be a basic lack of ahavas Hashem and yiras Hashem. Same thing when it comes to observing halacha, to keeping halacha properly. It's missing a habit. It's Hashem, Yir Shemayim. A person does what he's supposed to do because he's Yir Shemayim. He's a God-fearing Jew, and the person is Yir Shemayim, makes brachas the right way, and stays away from looking at the wrong things. He's Yir Shemayim. So, you know, you could be sitting at the computer, God forbid, one night, looking at some horrible thing and saying, well, this is, you know, the reason that I'm doing this is because of this reason, that reason, all kinds of psychological reasons, and you can write up a whole, you know, psychological portfolio about yourself while you're doing this. And not that there's not some truth to all of those things, but there's also truth to the fact that there's something missing in your Yirat Shamayim. A God-fearing person doesn't look at the person who feels that God's eyes are upon him, and for whom that's a meaningful thing, that Hashem's Baruch is watching him and thinks about the dinim that there are in this world and in the next world. So he doesn't look at those things. I mean, you could explain it in any way you like. There's the influence of society. Here I go again. I can't believe this influence of society upon me. You could say that till 120. This is terrible. But you know what? It's not really my fault, because there's a big influence of society, and I'm just schlepped along. It's true. There's a tremendous influence. But if you'd be a Yirei Shamayim, if you'd be a God-fearing person, so then that would be stronger than the influence of the street or the influence of the society. So there are people who are not really able to, they're not focused in the Avodas Hashem. And the reason is simple. They have less Yirat Shamayim. They have less Ahavas Hashem and less Yirat Shamayim than other people. And the Averis are not hard for them to do. And Mitzvahs are not easy for them to do, because of a lack of Yirat Shamayim and a lack of Ahavas Hashem. When it comes to doing positive mitzvahs, as the Ramban says, positive mitzvahs, of course, are connected more to Ahavas Hashem. To do something, to get up and do something, that's when you love God. And not to do something wrong, that's when you feel a fear of God. So a person whose observance of mitzvahs is very weak, very shvach, he sees that he wishes that it wouldn't be a sukkah. He wishes he wouldn't have to buy an arba minim. And the way that he gets an arba minim is with less energy than buying a newspaper. You know, just whatever. Something green that moves, it's all right. And he finds that he dreads going to shul, or that he's not anxious to go to shul. Even though it's a madrega to pull yourself over, but it's missing a Havas Hashem. Obviously, when, again, we go back to the guy that's dating, he manages to get in the car, even if it's at 2 in the morning, you know, if there's a pretty girl waiting at the other end of the trip, he'll get in the car, he'll manage. When there's a hava, so then he's anxious to do things. Right? He's anxious to do things. It's the same guy that can't drag himself to shul 8:30 on the Shabbos morning because it's in the middle of his sleep. But there's a girlfriend that would give him a call at 6:30 in the morning, he'd be able to be there. It's not a problem. So there's something. There's a difference when they have of when a person. You can have people that they spend the entire an entire Sunday. They could spend Sundays in America is a day off. All right, so there's certain ischaivis and the achrais and the family to this and that, but you could spend the rest of the day, like, you know, talking to flowers and you know, puttering around the house, like. I'm not saying that things that something needs to get done. I'm not talking about when something needs to get done. He's been putting it off till Sunday, and the wife says, "You better, it's, you know, it's higiyas man. You got to take care of it." I'm not talking about that. Too much time, a guy. Yeah, these guys that they like to spend every time they're free. They just, there's this word puttering around. You ever hear that word? It drains like, you know, like at 120. 120. It's like they look over this Indian, like thousands of Sundays, and what did the guy do? He's like, you know. Likely adjusting paintings. Whatever, you're polishing the car right there. Right, he's out there like with a hose and doing stuff, and he's like replanting the same plant. You know. He's doing stuff to the plant and making things like this and doing things like that. He has no cheshik for learning. He can't sit. He has a few. He's crying the whole week. I don't have any time. The whole week I'm meshubit to work. I have to go to the city. I'm on the train. So you have a couple of pockets of Sunday. So then he tries to use his excuse: my wife, my children. But even when he doesn't have the wife and children, so he's doing things that are not important. You know. You're not sitting to sit and to learn and to be Isaac and something that's. So at some point he has to ask himself, what is it that's missing? How is Hashem? A person shouldn't try that. Every person can sit, even if he doesn't understand Hebrew. There are thousands of English around. That person can learn the whole Shas without even knowing Hebrew. There's never such a thing. Enough time in Shabbos, Shluft on Shabbos. What are you sleeping Shabbos? The whole week you're at work on Shabbos, now you're sleeping the whole Shabbos. You spend the whole Shabbos sleeping. It's not a busha that a person. So you could explain why is not that a person shouldn't have a lie down for an hour, an hour, an hour and a half. I mean, how much? So a person lies down an hour, hour and a half. Wait, just sit the whole day. You could learn for on a Shabbos like this. You can learn for 4 or 5 hours. So it's tiny. This is my wife and it's my children. These are, like I said, like we were learning last Shabbos. Like it says in the Mishnah of this Sichas Hayeladim. Look it up in Pirkei Avos, what it means, Sichas Yeladim. Sichas Yeladim. You know, a person spends his whole life schmoozing with children. So I was talking about this. There was somebody got upset. Even though I asked them not to get upset, somebody got upset. It doesn't always help if I ask you not to get upset. And I was talking about last Shabbos. I said that don't become a fool that spends your whole life playing with children. So there was a lady that got very upset. So to say that, I anticipate, that's why I said in advance, I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't be friendly to children and that you shouldn't enjoy and put your kid on your back and give it a ride. I'm not suggesting you shouldn't take your kid to an amusement park. I wasn't saying that. I tried to explain. I'm talking about becoming a nar, you know, Sichas Yeladim, a nar. You have some fun. Of course you're nice to a child. Like I said, Rav Moshe was also nice to children. The Chabad was also nice. But then we come Sichas Yeladim, like that. Sit around all day playing with kids and talking to kids. You understand what I'm talking. I think you understand here. You understand what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about not being nice to children, not being affectionate with children. There's a need of all tzaddikim to be loving and affectionate with children. But you don't become a child yourself. Sichas Yeladim. So the conversation of children, childish conversation. A person can sit at the Shabbos table. How long does the Shabbos meal? Well, we all have to make a din v'cheshbon. How much time could be spent stam jang around the Shabbos? So it's nice a mishpacha, but how long? And then a long nap, and then you turn around, you have a Shabbos tomorrow. Shabbos, this Shabbos is not over until whatever 9:20, let's say, right? I don't know, but something like that. It's a long day, 9:20. So let's say you got up at 8 o'clock till 9:20. So it's time for davening, to have a nice suda, to have a little bit of a nap. To pinch the kids a little bit, to the grandchildren, and to say, to talk a little bit, and how you're doing, even to go around the block to make a kaf with your wife, and you could still have 5 hours to learn. You still have 5 hours to learn. So what's the teretz? Again, it's painful to admit to oneself. I heard somebody that called this low energy. But the Rebbe says it's called ahavosim v'yirosim l'ashem chusam ha'ati yoysim ha'ashil uzalosim. Felt epis, there's something missing in the ahavas Hashem. There's something missing in the ahavas Hashem. Again, if you were courting a girl during that time, you'd have 5 hours to shvetzir with her. You'd make the time. But you don't have on a Shabbos a few hours to learn. You don't have on a Sunday, sometime on a Sunday there's no time for a person to sit and to learn a little bit. You can go 120 and spend your whole life Sunday. So, thousands of Sundays over the course of a person's life with what? With what? It's a whole day. It's a whole day. What happened on a Sunday? The person thinks that Sunday is potter from Yiddishkeit, he's potter from being an Eved Hashem. That there's some sort of a ptur from being a Yid on Sunday. What's going to happen when Mitzvah Mashiach comes? You know, Sunday's going to be a regular day, like it is in Eretz Yisrael. Sunday's going to be restored to its former glory that we got used to. And the people that live in Americans that go to Eretz Yisrael, it's one of the hardest things. Is to get used to Sunday being like a regular day, getting up early in the morning and going about your business on Sunday. The way that we have such a musik that Sunday is a Yom Ptur, that there's a day of exemption, that a person doesn't have to make a cheshbon nefesh of how do I spend my Sunday. Or you could just write off and say, well, it's have to be, of course, my wife and my children. What? Of course, my wife and my children. So again, you're like a guy that spends half, you know, his free time walking up and down aisles in Home Depot. When we were kids, they didn't have such big stores. You know, so when you were walking around Alexander's or Wainwright's or something, you would finish in a few minutes. And so then you had to face the bitter reality of your emptiness. But now you could spend like, you could go into Home Depot, whatever it is, like at 12 o'clock on Sunday, and you come out at 6 o'clock. Yeah, and you look at yourself like a very productive person, because you went to most of the aisles. You went to most of the aisles, you spoke to a couple of the guys. Yeah, you spoke to a couple of the guys with the big pieces of lumber, and you asked them, "Oh, what are you making? How do you do that?" Yeah, and then you even went like to the gardening section because you like to put around on Sunday in the garden. So you went to the gardening section. You saw, "Oh, the new sprinkling system. It's nice. How does it work?" And you go a whole day like that. People go to Home Depot. There are people I talk to like every week in Home Depot. What do you do every week in Home Depot? I mean, I was there. I was in Home Depot 3 times myself personally because I had to go get. It took me half hour to find light bulbs. That's true. I just went for light bulbs because that's all I take care of. You know that I only take care of light bulbs. My family knows I only do light bulbs. It's most of my wife's anguish. I do light bulbs. So I go like a couple times a year to get light bulbs. So I figure I can get a little bit of a hanach, because if you go to one of these local hardware stores, it's mamish twice as much for a light bulb. So I go to Home Depot, but it's a pachak, you know, you walk into the place, it's mamish a pachak. So I understand that it takes a half hour to find your aisle and to get, you know, to your place. And you can't find the guy to ask anything over there, you know. It's impossible to find anybody. So you take, okay, to say this, it takes, I know that I get very annoyed because when I go, because my wife gave, like, she asked me to pick up one or two things. I go, it takes me just to, like, find things and get around. It really takes a half hour, 45 minutes just to get anywhere, to find something. But I guess the guys that go every week don't even have that excuse, right? Because they're probably already Machzor Chemish over there. They know their way around. They could take one of the folding chairs and sit down already and schmooze with the guys because they spend so much time in Home Depot. What is a Jew that a Jew should live that way and spend his life in Home Depot? I know, you know, it sounds like I'm making chayzik, I'm making jokes, but a person makes a cheshbon nefesh. How do I spend my time? What do I do? And he comes home from Home Depot, and he got some new thing for the yard. He got like a new light for the yard. He got a new light, and that's a 2-hour thing. The new light for the yard. So now he could now. It's easier for when he wants to make a twilight barbecue. And the barbecue is also a malacha. That can be a big malacha, the barbecue. Sure, that's a big avodah. You have to put on the big day kuhuna. If it's a Memorial Day, the Shmoyna begudim. It's a big avodah. The barbecue is a big avodah. It could go a whole Sunday. Like, a whole Sunday could be with the avodah. This avodah. Yeah, between Home Depot and the barbecue and putting in the light in the backyard, the whole Sunday. And what do these guys do in the winter? The winter you can't go outside. So there's stuff inside the house that has to be done. So then he does things in the house. There are lights in the house, this in the house, that in the house. And he goes. So Sof Kol Sof, so he's going to come 120. We're going to have to leave these homes anyway, you understand, soon. And he comes at 120. And the Baruch Shalom says, no, what were you pile? So what were you pile? He says, yeah, what was I pile? I was pile a lot. I think that when you open the door, the light goes on by itself. That's what I was pile. It took me 3 hours to figure that out. And he sits down with all the papers, and he looks over the instructions, and he was piled to... I'm joking around, but it's not such a... Bamis is not funny, but it's... If it would be filmed, it's a funny thing to watch. But when you're talking about Jews that are Shomrei Torah Mitzvos, people are Shomrei Torah Mitzvos. That they're mevalim yemeihem, that they spend their days, their free time, in such shtusim and havalim. I'm not talking about that a person shouldn't be able to get some exercise. A person shouldn't enjoy gesundheit, to ride a little bit, to play a little ball. That's part of one's avoid if you do it. But then you have the person that even when it comes to playing ball, it's like it becomes a whole asik. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you just go outside and play some ball. It has like it's a whole asik, a league, and it has all different kinds, also begodim and all different things and become. So a person has to look and say to himself, how come I couldn't find 2-3 hours on a Sunday to learn? How come I couldn't find 2-3 hours on a Sunday to learn? How come I couldn't find on a Shabbos, on a long Shabbos, 4 or 5 hours? By the way, Shabbos is always the same length, you know that. So even in the winter, Shabbos is the same length. It's just, so then you have Friday night, you have a long Friday night, so you get shluffin. You're not embarrassed to go to sleep at 8:30, 9 o'clock, a person goes shluffin. What is that? If anything else in life when you were growing up, you'd be, or anything else that's doing, you could be at a Motzei Shabbos, you could be sitting and fresing someplace at 11:30. That you have the kaichas for, but the second you open up a chumash, you can't keep your eyes open. So you have to look at yourself and say, what's missing? Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem. And therefore, B'shul said, Noichel kol machshav suls bechlala, pnius b'frat lidchayk l'kanis ma'ichem alivam. Therefore, all kinds of other thoughts and other feelings, all kinds of machshavas and pnius can make their way into this guy's brain and make their way into this guy's heart, because the mind and the heart are not filled with the Havas Hashem Yis Hashem. And when you have an empty space, then things come into the empty space. If a person's mind and heart are filled with the Havas Hashem of the Yis Hashem, then you know the 3-hour trip to Home Depot doesn't have a way to infiltrate into the guy's brain. He walks in and he gets what he needs and he walks out. But if the person's brain is missing, if his heart has an empty space, so then it's filled with all kinds of shtusim and havalim, whatever else, machshavas and pnius, by davening. What are you thinking about? A million things during davening. There's no other time of the day you ever think of anything. The only time you think of anything is by davening, because that's the time when it's the time that's the ikkar time of demonstrating the feeling of Havas Hashem. And if you don't feel a Havas Hashem, so then what are you supposed to think about?
A person in whose heart Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem is very strong, so then they're naturally protected. There's a fortress, a strong protection against any attack of the enemy. Because they have a lot going on inside the mind and the heart, so the enemy can't get in, can't infiltrate. Because the minds and the hearts are healthy and strong with the Baruch Shalom, with Yiddishkeit, with learning. So Mimela, other Machshavas don't get in. Mimela doesn't think of dirty, disgusting things and all kinds of crazy stuff, because the mind and the heart are filled with good things. So the enemy can't get in there. Yeah, it means also to, you know, ambush, to be ambushed.
Ambush.
It's not easy for these people. It's not easy for a different machshava, a machshava that's puzzled, to push itself into the person's brain and to draw him away from avodas Hashem. That he should be a person that just his whole avodas Hashem is just that people should see that I'm through, but really in his head he's a million miles away. L'sefarati sheshabchu b'nei Adam pishab, people should praise him and look up to him, that he's a from guy. A person whose mind and heart is filled with Ahavas Hashem, with Yiras Hashem, he doesn't have these kinds of machshavas. He doesn't have these kinds of pnis to be distracted from his Avodas Hashem and to be worried about what this one says and what this one thinks about me and what impression I'm making, to look like I'm from and to act like this. That's one time. The first person we just talked about in the last paragraph, the reason that he's constantly attacked by different feelings and thoughts, it's because he's lacking in his Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. But then this second person now is the one that we've been talking about for the entire paragraph, which is that he's missing a certain tamimus. He doesn't have this confident and strong soul. He's missing this midah of living according to the truth that's inside of him. A person who's tamim is bal nefesh, ish emes, and he's focused. The person who's of a weak nefesh, kamusha, shriveled nefesh, so his whole life is filled with sheker, with falsehood, and to make impressions and so on. Hafachvach, and he's constantly, he can be turned around with anything that he sees. He can't, then he sees some narishkeit, he thinks about the whole davening. Everything he could be turned around. The kal davar, chen b'mida she'ish bal nefesh kamusha v'kal. A person who is like this, he's a bal nefesh kamush of a kal, then even when he wants to daven sincerely, even when he wants to concentrate on his learning, even when he wants to concentrate on his mitzvahs, b'emes yakel l'pnius, he drifts away very easily into all kinds of other machshavas, other thoughts. V'kol machshavas psulas, even things that are bad. L'idchayik l'rakis v'tzene machshavta tevim l'havchim l'rasam. Start thinking even about bad things in the middle of daven. He doesn't have a nefesh amitza. And the more you work on everything that's in these svarim that we've been learning to strengthen this midah of being a bal nefesh amitza, which we're talking about also on Shabbos, all of these nyanim that we're getting at, working on emes v'som, to be emes with emes and tamimus, then ritzayin ha'tayv chazik v'yishazik, his ratzon ha'tayv becomes stronger and stronger and stronger and fills his life. He doesn't bow down easily to stamp thoughts and narishkeit that comes into his head. He pushes it away. He's an ish emes. This is not the right thing for me. He pushes it away. Kimdomani sheshamati b'shem tzadikim shebeshoa sheish emir b'avaydi yitzalu mashal v'shnim tz'ata b'yar yechidi rochim ne'odan. He says, I heard from tzadikim that when a person is standing b'shas avayda, he should try to imagine in his mind that he's alone in a forest. Rochem ne'odem, very far away from other people. Rak l'shem Hashem yispal. And he davens. To imagine, even if he's standing with 100 people in shul, to imagine himself alone in the forest, and he's only the Baruch Shalom, there's nothing else, only the Baruch Shalom. Not with any thought that people see me and how that I'm davening, just to imagine that he's by himself. We know that no matter what, a person cannot free himself entirely from outside thoughts, from insincere avaida. You can't free yourself entirely. A person who is dishonest with himself and doesn't look into the depths of who he is, he could very easily fool himself to think that his avodah is emes lamita, that his avodah Hashem is emes lamita. The truth is, everybody has to struggle with on different. I mean, different levels of struggling with pnius and different thoughts and so on. And if you tell this person your avaida is not a sincere avaida, it's so much, it's lacking so much, you know, when you tell him Hashlech Eisen, get rid of these things that are not really, that don't really belong. Ki ulai aydezeh gam in kol avadosa yimana. You have to be worried sometimes, because if you tell a person, don't think about what other people feel about you, and don't care about the impressions that you make, and all of these ulterior motives, you have to be afraid. And the guys say, really? Then he'll just stop going to shul at all. Especially now, the Rebbe was talking about those days when people still had a certain, you know, strength. Now we're talking about such a weakness. If you tell, imagine telling your bar mitzvah bacher, you know, by his bar mitzvah, don't ever worry what people think about you. You do what you believe in and live according to your convictions. He'll say, I'll just give you back the tefillin. It's a shkayach. I'll give you back the tefillin. And then you're waiting for him the next morning to come with you to shul, and he's in bed. He says, I'm living according to my convictions. You told me I should be honest. I honestly want to stay in bed. So you know you have to be very careful, because it could be the guy's entire avodas Hashem is only pnius. It's only that people should say this and look at that. And if you don't have something in the shul that has his name on it or whatever, he's not part of some board. Right? If you tell a person just everything the Hashem. Nobody should know that you're working behind the scenes. You know, work behind the scenes. Make sure that nobody ever finds out that you were involved in that inyan of helping. So for many people, that's it. He's not going to do it anymore. So you have to be careful, because if you take away this whole inyan of ulterior motive by many people, they're not going to do it. They'll just drop it, because that's really what's getting them up in the morning, is that people expect me to come to shul, not that I want to be there. So there's a danger in this. Say this, so we want the person to be in shul. So sof kol sof, what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, that pnius, ulterior motive. Pnius means an ulterior motive, which is not the goal. But pnius serves a certain important purpose in our avodas Hashem too, pnius. That you should, the person has to also be concerned of how he has to be there, and he has to show up, and he has to be a mensch, and he has to... So that's also, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, you can't live without pnius entirely. Because if you would live only according to your interior motives, it wouldn't necessarily go to shul, because at that time of your life, you don't feel like it. So what gets you there? Ulterior motives. So there's also a chelik that ulterior motive has in one's avodas Hashem. Sometimes the ikka thing that's pushing you and that's moving you are pnius. And at least if you drag yourself to shul, that the people should see you come, then maybe like over the years you start to, you know, like you have a person, you know, he never ever comes to a minyan, but when he has to say kaddish, of course he comes to minyan. Why does he come when he has to say kaddish? Because he's there heritage for his father. Right? He's there heritage for his father. He's there heritage for his mother. I always think it must be embarrassing if people, if they're Orthodox people, and the first time the guy ever shows up the whole year is Nabuch when he has to say kaddish. Doesn't he feel embarrassed? So probably he thinks that maybe the Oilam thinks that otherwise I daven someplace else. But I only come for kaddish here. Why do I like to say kaddish here? I don't make that a v'yatzmach. You know what I'm saying? Over here I get to say v'yatzmach. Where are you every other day of the year?
You think he really thinks that?
I don't know. Isn't it embarrassing for a person to show up once a year in shul to say kaddish? He's a frum guy. I'm not talking about some conservative or frum person that they obviously doesn't make. But a frum person.
You would think, no? They don't. Evidently shows that they don't think about it.
I don't know, because it could be that there is. I'm trying to think. Maybe there's a little bit of funny feeling, but the father has derech haris for his father. He's not going to not come to say kaddish. He has to say kaddish. So the feeling of derech haris is it? That's okay. He wants to mechabit his father, so he comes to say kaddish. So but mitaych, there's a lot of times the people that start coming to say lo aleinu kaddish. Let's say it's not just for a yard site, but it's a kaddish gotchavit, you know, for shleishim and for the year. So mitaych that, the person starts to, he likes in the shul, he starts to come to shul. But it began with the pniyah. What was the pniyah? The pniyah was that he wanted to, for his father. But it wasn't for avodas Hashem, it was because it was derech haris to his father. He's afraid that his father's looking down from Shemayim and said, what's going on? You gotta go see kaddish. Okay, that's not the shame Hashem. It's for his father. It's also a mitzvah. But the but that could sof that could bring him to an imin of lishma. Because it could be mitoshal lishma, could come to madrega of lishma. But in Oyved Hashem, the Bemis is looking deeply into himself, into his avoda. Even a person is the most sincere Eved Hashem. From time to time, he sees that there's this little ulterior motive, this machshava that pops into his head. And the good thing that he wants to do and that he's thinking about is not completely l'shem Hashem. He also wants, there's also a little bit of machshava that how it looks and what people should think. He doesn't let this dust accumulate. But the Oved Hashem tries to shake off all these ulterior motives, tries to get rid of them, and tries to refine and to purify his avodah that should be mamish l'shem Hashem. He doesn't let this accumulate. Even this tiny little ulterior motive nidnud apniyah to push away my avodah of Oved Hala. Is to push and to move forward with sincerity in his avodah Hashem. Kevin shegamat the boch of aver balavoda, ba'oil ha'avodah chesidus es savar chanasata. He says, you bocher, a young man, that you have accepted upon yourself the yoke of being an avodah Hashem al derech chesidus. I'm a kavon l'Hashem ki gam liyas misragish achilos aliosus, and I'm hoping that you've also started to become a chassid that's a misragish with emotion, with feelings, that you're on that path. L'chein chayka neichichi chakuk lach kol kula shetova lahakil lacha binyin avayda b'shal shata benich levin atzmacha afilum hira chayka harbe minidnu navera kama parsaos chashoyv haim gam eilu ilu ben anoshim hayisa akilaysa aysa mutav vim lav az chusal nafshcha v'loysakil aysa lach. What's a test? He says, if there's a certain leniency, if there's a certain kalus, he says that you feel like, leniency or being a little bit more, if there's something you feel like being kal in, then test yourself and ask yourself, would I do this if I were among other people, my chevra? In other words, let's say you're davening by yourself, for whatever reason you have to daven by yourself, and you see you had a 20-second Shemon Esrei. Would you daven that way if you were with the tzibah? I mean, nowadays with certain tzibah, you wouldn't even be embarrassed. Could it be that everybody davens that way? And you're still trying to keep up with the chazan or something. But in a normal tzibah, you have to ask yourself, how would I do this mitzvah? How would I act if I were amongst people? And you could test yourself. I'm not talking about doing an aveira. It's not an aveira. Because there also you have to think, what would people think, what would people say? In other words, you could use a pniyah to help you in Avodah Zeshah. Hashev lo'yafal min remiyah ein erechayke. It might be that you're not thinking about doing an aveira. So maybe the 25-second Shemon Esrei is not an aveira, but it's also not a big mitzvah. And think, how would this look? Would I act this way? Would I talk this way? Would I behave this way if I were amongst people that I was machshev, people who I wanted to impress? Here I am alone with the Rebbeinu Shalom. No one's here. How would I do this? Would I do this? Would I not do this if I were amongst other people that I'm machshiv? So what am I? If I would do it by myself, but I wouldn't do it with other people, it means that what am I? I'm a liar. It means I'm a liar. Basically, it means I'm a liar. I'm a hypocrite. I would do it by myself, but I won't do it with other people. You know, I would look at this program on the computer or whatever by myself, but if there were other people in the room, I wouldn't. Then you're a lawyer. You're a shakran. Just admit it. You're a shakran. But you have to say mechazik yourself with that thought, with that tmiyah, to measure, am I doing things in a way of tmimus and yashus, or am I stam? A lawyer. Sitrach rachma l'slan, b'chlal kol diva ma'isa shebenach l'benatzumcha medoid b'midazu, you can measure everything in such a way when you're by yourself. Im gam ben anoshim yisam medab v'ayisasam, would I say these things and do these things if I were amongst other people? That's how you can always measure your the realness of who you are. Would I say these things and do these things if I were amongst other people? If it's not a good thing and the answer is yes, it means you maybe need a new chavra. Well, ha'epach, kishetiyah ben anoshim b'shas avadosha machshav av kalash of pnius his ganva b'cha av atamit stoyala oz his taka b'kibbucha im kolis arushal avayda chas v'sholom l'shem pnia ha'isa oz chadol atam and avayda b'shazu. And the other way he says, if you're amongst people and there's a pnia that comes into your head, a thought that comes into your head, well, let's say you're shuckling a lot and it's a big thing, so maybe we should, and think, would I be doing it the other way? Would I be shuckling and acting this way if I was talking about myself? And the answer is no, then maybe calm, soften up your shuckling a little bit and take it easy. And bring yourself to a place of emes. And then when you're by yourself, work on your davening. Then when you're by yourself and no one's watching you, work on that avaida. Because when you're amongst people, it became not real. So then work on it by yourself. V'mikas arusha l'shem shemayim haisa. If your main arus was l'shem shemayim. Next page. V'yitzo arak v'devcha v'avak hamaril rak achakach pizar alecha u'befratim hi avaida shagam b'shosh ata bencha v'natzcha ha'ovid aisa shu ais mufak shem shemayim nesirat ala ozis apni racheg v'afilu chas shalom. In other words, you could use these pnias, you could use these thoughts, external thoughts, ulterior motives, you could use them in the right way to become a better Oved Hashem and to measure your sincerity. And then you drive away the pnia, then you drive away the ulterior motive. In other words, the ulterior motive of can be useful, can be helpful, but when it's finished with its being useful and helpful, then you push it away. As a pnia racheg. Even though you might feel that it's very hard to push this ulterior motive away, don't pay any attention. Just keep on being an Oved Hashem. Just do what you have to do. Just keep on doing what you have to do. Use it in a way to measure yourself, to test yourself, to bring yourself back to a point of sincerity. But and then don't think about it. Then just go weiter. Because when it comes to such a thing, if you're an Oved Hashem and you have these occasional pnias and you use them a little bit, when you finish, it'll be very easy to simply push it away from yourself, not to have any shaychus, to it at all. Bez Hashem, if the Rebbe at this point is hoping that we have a little bit, we've acquired a little bit of what we've been learning, so we should have that hope for ourselves and maybe to use some time to chazer over to review a little bit, and we'll continue Bez Hashem after the summer.